Hey, it's Lori, and I'm away for a spring break for a few weeks, but I thought this would be a good time to share with you some of the podcasts of the past that you might not have heard or might want to hear again. These are some of my favorites. This week, it's my chat with Ella Scaduto, who is one of my best friends and a wonderful matchmaker in Tennessee. I loved this episode because she really explores how men meet women in the wild and how women can be more open to meeting men in the wild. Grab your notebook and take a listen. Welcome to the Love on the Go podcast, brought to you by Carolina's Matchmaker. I'm Lori Burzak, and for over 17 years, I've been helping singles find the relationship of their dreams all over the Carolinas. Along the journey, I've met so many amazing professionals and experts from various fields, and I'm excited to introduce them to you. What's my goal? I want to help you look at love and relationships in a new way and to grow in your understanding of how love works. Let's learn together how people have overcome personal obstacles and have found love, first and foremost, with themselves. The ultimate goal is realizing that you are worthy and deserving of love. Let's get started. Ella Scaduto, my friend and amazing matchmaker, who actually is the owner of Smoky Matchmaker, which is based out of Knoxville, Tennessee. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hey, Lord. Hello. So Ella is a professional certified matchmaker and certified science-based relationship coach. And she has a background in psychology and research and is fascinated by human behavior and interaction, which, I mean, aren't we all who are in this industry? I love that. I'm excited to have you on the podcast today. And I am looking forward to really getting deep in human behavior. I want to talk about the speed dating that you're doing in Tennessee. I want to talk about the finding women in the wild that you do with men, which would be very fun and interesting to talk about, how to approach people. So all of you men out there that are listening to this, this is going to be fascinating for you. And then I want to talk to you about the article that you wrote for your Tango magazine that talks about the triangle technique and eye contact and flirting. All right, Ella, tell us, okay, how long have you been in Knoxville? How are you finding matchmaking there?
So we moved here, now I can count by winters.
Okay.
I actually get a lot of kick out of going by winters. So like almost 3 years now. It's all, love it. I did take a little break when we first moved because we were trying to settle in and all that. And I didn't do anything or anything. But now I'm back in full swing, and it's good. It's great, actually. There's a lot of people that need that. And there isn't anybody but me for miles and miles and miles and miles.
Yeah, you've got really a handle on the market there in Knoxville. And also you work in Nashville, correct?
A little bit. I dabble because I do a little bit of events there. So, but it's really far, but I do events. So if anybody comes around from there, it's totally fine. I have a database as well.
Okay, great. And when you say events, what kind of events are you doing?
So I do, singles mixers up in the hall and some here, and I do, speed dating here. In Knoxville, I do them. It's fun.
Okay, great. Speed dating. That's something that I definitely need to get into. You're inspiring me to do that. It's fun. People always want a curated activity where you are purposeful and have an opportunity to talk to a lot of people. And sometimes when you have just a general mixer, people are a little shy about walking up to people. And so that really forces you to have a conversation. It could be a little stressful, probably. Do you hear that?
Just like doing anything is stressful. Showing up to a networking event if you haven't done it a lot is also stressful, and there's all strangers running around, and that, you know, it could be nerve-wracking. But you know, speed dating is fun because, yes, it is stressful, but once you get over that, then you're exposed to, you know, depending on how big the crowd is, between like 10 and 15 women at one time, right, in one evening. Match.com can do that for you.
Right.
So this is like a curated event that you're for sure going to meet all these women. And now it's up to you, right? The ball is in your court and you got to do your thing to get maybe one match or two. Most people get, I'd say like 85%, every single person will get a match. There might be like one person that doesn't get matched up, but most of the time there's a bunch of matches that get created.
I love that. All right. So here's a question, Ella, that I have for you. So you were recently published in Your Tango magazine and you talked about the triangle technique and strategic eye contact. And here's what you wrote. I love this. The triangle technique is a concept that revolves around strategic eye contact to make a lasting impression on others. It involves creating a triangular pattern by shifting your gaze between three points, the left eye, the right eye, and the lips of the person you're engaging with. By employing this technique, you can establish a deeper connection, convey confidence, and increase your overall attractiveness. Okay.
Yeah.
Tell us more about that. It sounds like a very, very strategic way of flirting.
Right. Well, I feel like flirting should all be strategic in a way, because you're trying to accomplish something, right? You're trying to be more attractive towards someone, right? And get their attention. So yeah, so the whole technique, it's actually like, I think we've been, as humans, we've been doing it for like ever and ever. And now kids these days kind of think that they just invented it. And like, no, it's been around. So the idea is that you kind of go from one eye, like the start was the left, right? This is my left. Like you start with the left and then slowly go to the right and then down to an upper lip and then repeat the motion, right? But you got to do it with your eyes, not like the whole face, right? So you don't look like you lost something. And also like the speed of it is also everything, because you don't want to like be like shifting like back and forth with your eyes too fast, because now you just look weird.
Okay.
You got to do it a little, you have to practice, right? So I would say practice with your friends, tell them what you're doing, practice on them, see how it makes them feel. Do they feel like you're accomplishing some kind of flirtation, or does it feel like you're just being creepy and weird? Because if you do it too slow, then it'll look creepy, right? If you go like, I stare, then go down.
Okay. Yeah. By the way, for those of you that are watching on YouTube, Ella is literally making triangles in the air. So just in case you're missing that by listening to the podcast only.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm like mining. Nobody can see it.
You're going to get a lot out of the YouTube podcast is all I'm going to say. Okay. So is this something that people do naturally, and it's something that you can kind of look for to determine if somebody is flirting with you?
So I wouldn't say that's a natural thing to do. That's a technique, right? Like it's a skill, part of the courtship and flirtation, right?
Right.
Because you want to play with people. No one starts dating and getting to know somebody just being like really serious, right? So you flirt, you tease, you do banter. There's so much to it, right? So like doing the triangle is not like a naturally occurring thing. Like no one's born with that skill. It's something you learn. It's like opening the door for a woman, right? Like somebody has to tell you to do that, right? Like hopefully your parents teach you the trick, or you watch your dad do it, or your mom tells you, right? Or a coach. So it's like one of those skills that you learn, but then once you learn and figure out how to get it done and done well, then it looks natural to someone else. Now they're like, "Ooh, he's cute. Look at him doing this." Or the girl, you know, women can do that too. Aside everything else that women can do, you know, I feel like women don't need a lot of things to flirt. We could just, you know, sit there and look adorable, you know, open, not just adorable, but open to receive attention,
not, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know if whoever can see, like, right, this is what we all do, right? We go to a bar and this is what you see. Someone sitting there staring at their phone. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that does not make you look like you're open to receive attention from guys or girls, whatever you're looking for.
Exactly. And yes, people are on their phones way too much. It's a number one problem. They're even online dating when they are at bars instead of focusing on the people that are right around them. It makes absolutely no sense at all. I know. It's very perplexing. So that's a great technique. And then for women, I mean, I know so many ways that women can kind of manufacture flirting. Mm-hmm. I know like the collarbone area is like a really sensitive spot, and twirling your hair, but like the whole erogenous zone of your collarbone and neck area apparently is like really, when you touch that, you're basically showing the person that you're flirting with that you are interested in them. The only person that can touch this area is your lover, you know, basically. Like your friends aren't touching you here. Your colleagues certainly should not be touching your collarbone area or your neck area. So it's basically inviting the person that's looking at you to think, I wonder what it would feel like to graze upon her neck or her collarbone. Mm-hmm. So it's a really sensual spot to touch. And then you said something about the hair. Do you want to talk about the hair?
Yeah. So I'm glad you mentioned the collarbone. So the collarbone touching, that's something you would do on purpose as a female, as a woman, to show that you're interested in somebody and invite that somebody to come and flirt with you, right? Give them a shot at it. Now there's things that we do, women and men, that we touch other body parts like our arm, and that's subconscious. So that's when you actually like someone. You're not trying to get their attention, but you like them, and your body, like the rest of you psychologically, was like, oh, let's bring them over here. Let's chat. He's cute. Let's chat with him. So then you start touching your arms and like on top, and then maybe the hair, like the hair, the twirl in the hair. I don't have any to show, but like touching your hair, that's also an invitation. And if not done on purpose, because sometimes women will do that on purpose, be like, oh, look at me, I'm cute, you know, come talk to me. But if you like somebody and you do want their attention, but not consciously, right, then you'll subconsciously just mess with your hair, which is, I think it's awesome. It's, you know, when you go out like to bars and whatever areas where young people hang out and kind of do their whole flirting dance, right? Then you can watch around who does what, and it's I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, and you can tell by the way somebody's standing, if their feet are pointed towards the other person, if their body is turned towards the other person. So by talking about these techniques, it's not like we're trying to be manipulative, but there is something to be said for trying to create something and letting the other person know and seeing how they react.
I feel like it would be wrong to call it manipulative because it's an invitation. An invitation is a natural thing, right? Like when we have parties at the house, we make food and we invite people to come, right? Because we want to hang out with them at the house. So when you're out and about and you want to meet someone, and maybe you don't want to, you know, like as a woman, maybe you don't want to get up and walk up to a guy and be like, hey, you know, my name's Ella, you know, what's up? But at the same time, you want to show them that, yes, please come talk to me. You know, like you're welcome to come. I'm not going to bite your head off, right? And tell you to jump off a bridge. So you do these things to let the guys know that they're welcome to come and say hello. And that's not, you know, it's not like you're trying to do anything tricky, you know, you're not tricking them into anything. We're all adults. They don't have to get up and come. They can choose not to. You're and just by the giving way, them an invitation.
And by the way, I mean, this is not just for heterosexual relationships and flirting. This goes across the board, can be used in LGBTQIA relationships. It works all across. So the other thing like I've noticed is like the whole, you know, dude like raising up his arms and, you know, showing his muscles and that kind of thing. Where, you know, he's kind of like bragging about his, you know, muscles and kind of showing you what he's got to offer.
I mean, yeah, you know, we're all animal kingdom at the end of the day. So whatever makes you, you know, like when you see a lion run around, they all look big and boofy and poofy and all that. Showing their size, right? The bigger mm-hmm. they are, the better mate and the protector mm-hmm. and whatever else, right? So mm-hmm. it's the same in our, you know, for our species, you know, guys want to be taller. There's a reason why all women want taller guys, right? Because somehow in our lizard brain, it makes sense that a taller man will be, you know, a better provider or a better protector. Mm-hmm. Now in our society, we don't need a protector. We don't, you know, we don't have guys run around and kill, you know, wolves and tigers and whatever.
Right.
It's you know, we've advanced. So we don't really need a taller man. That's what mm-hmm. us matchmakers, and you know that, we keep trying to tell women. It's like, you don't really need him to be 6 foot tall, right? He's fine at 5'9", whatever.
Right. Sometimes they listen to us and sometimes I don't. Although I'll tell you, Ella, you'll be happy to hear this. One of my clients actually said to me, she hired me for online dating. And she said, Laura, you'll be proud of me. I'm actually corresponding with a guy who's 5'6", even though she originally said she wanted like 5'11" or taller. And she likes him more than a bunch of other people that she's gone out with.
Rock and roll.
Like, good. I'm so excited for you. Like, you are expanding your brain. It's awesome.
Awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, I know.
Funny thing, I actually think that the guys that are on the shorter side of it, I feel like they do more work on themselves to be more presentable. So they work on their charisma, they're funny, they dance. A lot of them can dance really well, right? So if the guy, I feel like, which is, you know, which makes sense again, the whole animal kingdom. I feel like if the guy is not really tall, and like super handsome, whatever, then he works on all the other qualities to make himself more presentable and appealing to women, right? So they dance, they're funny, they're charismatic, they're kind of life of the party. They're pretty awesome. So, you know, you don't really need a height to, you know, be a good father per se, right? You could be a 5'6", you know, 5'6" and be a great dad, or you could be a 6'5" and be a beat dad, you know, a deadbeat dad, whatever that's called.
Yeah, for sure. So,
height is nothing. I'm excited for a client. It's awesome. Good for
her. I know. I'm excited for her too. So you do something that's interesting and something that a lot of matchmakers do not do, and dating coaches. You actually meet men out and about in Knoxville, and you and what do you do in at bars on a Saturday night? What are you doing, Ella? Tell us about that.
Okay, hold on. Let me backpedal. I don't like meet man.
No, these are
I'm happily married.
These clients. Yeah. She's happily married. I'm talking about your clients. You connect with your clients at bars.
Yes. So I part of my coaching program that I do with guys, and that's mostly all young guys, is that we do a Zoom call once a week. Right. Okay. And then a following week, we would go out in field exercise, right? What I would call in field exercise.
Yeah.
So we pretty much get together and I pick out certain areas that I think would be great for whatever his age is, you know, age appropriate. So we don't run in and it's a bingo night, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I pick out a bar, we go, we meet at a specific time, and I prefer to meet outside first.
Okay.
And then we go over some things like, this is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to say. This is where we're going. We're going to look like we're hanging. I always try to, you know, we will find like a spot that we hang at, like our base, and then we chat. So it doesn't look like I do my absolute best to, when we're out, to make sure that we look like we're friends, right? So if other women see him, they don't assume that he's with me or I'm with him or whatever, right? So there's distance, there's all this, and my face is a little bit more serious. Like, we're buddies, right?
Okay.
So I'm out with a buddy and he's out with me. And then I'm like, that girl's cute, go say hello, right? Mm. Here's what you gotta say, right?
Okay.
You know, put your shoulders up, puff your chest out, you know, make yourself look bigger and taller. Smile. Like, I have to tell guys constantly that they have to smile. Making them smile and, you know, happy looking makes them A, more approachable, and B, secure, right? Because for us women, we're smaller creatures to begin with, and we always have our guards up when guys are out and about because they're bigger and stronger and we're kind of a prey. So if a man smiles, now he's no longer looking like a threat, right? You have to not, you cannot be out and about as a guy, especially if you're a bigger guy and walk around with like a mean mug, right? Because then you look like a threat to women, and then their guard's going to go up. And now they're just, if you approach them, they'll be like, when is he leaving? How long is this going to take? You know? So smile, be happy, open, you know, arms out, not like walk around like you're going to box somebody. Yeah, there's a lot of body things got to go into it, right? Because the whole first impression on anybody takes about 3 to 4 seconds, maybe 5 if they're slow. And you got to, all of it is body and what you look like. And then after the fact, you start talking and they'll pay attention, hopefully.
Okay, so two things. I love it. Two things. Number one, when you say smile, how big a smile are we talking about?
So you don't want to look like you're in the movie from that Shining, like not too much, right? You're not trying to freak anybody out, look creepy or weird, but natural. So, and a lot of guys, you know, like I work with a lot of guys who are in tech, so they don't, and I'm not saying anything wrong with tech guys, but the problem is that most of them work from home or they're somewhere in the cubicle, they're alone, right? So they're not exposed to other people. So they don't practice, they don't do their chatting, they don't practice what their face looks like while they're chatting. That's why a lot of them kind of need a little bit of help from like a coach, a dating coach.
Okay.
So I tell guys, you know, and you know, I tell them like smile, and they're like, well, I feel stupid smiling. Like, what am I smiling about? I'm like, okay, cool. Let's make it easy. Think of something that makes you happy. Think of something that brings happiness and joy to you. And that will naturally put a smile on your whole face, right? You don't have to walk around with like a whole grin on, right? Like from a Joker movie.
Yes.
But happy thoughts will bring happy, like something has to be like some kind of memory or a thought, something that will literally change your face. And now you're look, you know, you're like, oh, cool. You know, I remember that awesome, you know, fishing trip with my buddies. Yay. And then your whole face is smiling, right? So now you look open, you're not threatening, and you can walk around and, you know, approach women and, you know, do your best. Of course, you got to dress nice. There's, you know, a lot to it.
Well, okay. So before we get to the dressing, which I want to talk about, what are some good sort of like opening lines that you suggest to your male clients to approach? What does that look like? Because I know that can be a little nerve-wracking for people.
It's always nerve-wracking, right? So like I said, it's like going on, you know, networking events. That's nerve-wracking too. Like sometimes I even get nervous, you know, I show up and there's like 100 people. It's like, oh. So you can go, like, there's a couple methods you can go. You can go direct and observational, right? Observational is something you observe that's happening in your area. Or within the vicinity of the girl you want to approach as a guy, right? So you're in a bar and there's live music, right? So you take that knowledge and this information and approach the girl and say anything in the lines of like, hey, do you know what band it is? Like, oh my God, I love them. This is my first time. Again, smile, smile, smile and chat, and she'll, you know, most women, like, I want to say this to guys, most women are nice. They will chat with you. Don't be scared. None of us are out to get you. We're not taking heads off. You know, grab your cojones and go for it. So that's an observational, right? Like that's an awesome band. And if she responds, whatever she says, be like, oh my God, have you heard them before? Do you come here a lot? I really like this place, blah, 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 blah. Right. Get into like a little conversation and then, eventually, not too long, right? This mm-hmm. We're talking about seconds. This all takes, you know, 20, 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. And then you go like, you know, my name is John. Like, what's your name? You know, blah, blah, blah. But always offer your name first and reach out with your hand, right? Like, if anybody can see me, like, pull your hand out and reach out to say hello. Like, my name is John. When you pull your hand out, A, you're inviting them. B, you're not a threat. And C, you're offering something. Okay. Now, I dare you, get out there and approach a random person. Pull your hand out and say, hi, my name is Lori. I dare you to see if they'll be like, oh, I'm not going to touch it. In their mind, they'll be like, oh, yeah, you know, my name is, you know, Ella, whatever. People okay. will automatically, subconscious, they don't even think about it, they'll pull out their hand.
Okay.
And boom, now you got a name, right? And then you build on that. Then you just ask, like, you know, where are you from? But then be like, but then you got to go.
Let's hear it.
Then you can jump into teasing mode, right? Be playful. Okay. As a guy, you're always competing with all the other guys, right?
Okay.
Especially if you're talking to a pretty girl. Pretty girls get approached constantly. There's a lot of attention that they get. So you have to stand out. You got to be funny, you know, charming, whatever, practice, right? All of those things. So then yes. start teasing and be like, you know, where are you from? But then like, hold on, let me guess. You're like, judging by your look, you're like from, you know, Tennessee. I love the hair, right? Or whatever. And then just mess around. It doesn't have to be true. It could definitely be completely ridiculous. Be like, you know, like, what do you do for a living? Well, hold on. You know, you look super cute. You got to be maybe some kind of science girl, right? You're some kind of like biomechanical engineer or something. Just be ridiculous and funny. Make her laugh, right? The very important thing about everything that you're doing from the moment you see her to the moment you got to go say your goodbyes, because you don't want to be there for half an hour. Holding her hostage to your conversation, right? Like 5 minutes and then say your goodbyes and dip out. Even if you really want to stick around, like dip out.
Ah.
So from the moment you see her and to the moment you say your goodbyes, you have to get her to feel something, right? Okay. It's like shopping. You don't go and buy a car unless you love it, right? Like when I bought my Suburban, I saw it online. I fell in love with it. I drove all the way to Miami to get it back when I lived in Florida, right? This is like 3 hours away from me. Uh-huh. I loved it. So you have to get an emotion from the second you see an approach till you wave your goodbyes and shake her hand and hopefully get a number. Again, be brave, ask for it. She says no, you move on. Get an emotion. If she has an emotion for you, she will be more likely to give you a phone number, right? If you make her feel nothing and she just can't wait till you move along, then you won't get a number. You won't get any response, right?
Right.
Get her feel some kind of emotion, like she's laughing. She's, you know, make her feel sexy if you can, but not, you know, overboard. Don't be like, oh, I love your boobs. Like, no. Like, your hair is beautiful. I think you're gorgeous. I feel like you're the most beautiful girl in this place. Blah, blah, you know.
Practice. Okay. Okay. Practice. Here's what I'm wondering. 5 minutes of conversation and you're asking for a phone number.
Right.
You don't think that's too soon? People are successful in getting a phone number after 5 minutes?
Yeah. If you get an emotion from a girl.
Okay. Right? All right. And then
you come up and you manage to make her feel something towards you, like she's laughing, she's having a great time chatting with you, you're being charming, you made her feel sexy and special. If you make a woman feel special in a place filled with a bunch of gorgeous women, right? Like if you go to a Miami bar, they all look like models, right? Not bars and nightclubs or whatever, like they all look like models. Make her feel special, this one girl. She'll give you a number, of course. It just makes sense.
Okay, then what happens? You walk away and you're at the same bar for the next hour and she's watching you talk to other women, or what does that look like?
So it depends, right? If you get a number, you can, it's up to you. You can just move on to a different place. You can go chat with other people. Most of the time, though, you will be with your friends, right? It's rare that guys go out on their own and to the bar, right? Okay. They usually come bring a whole friend group and, you know, their buddies, their little support team, right?
Yes.
So then you go back and chat with them, right? And then you can come back to the girl and be like, listen, I'm leaving. If you didn't get the number before, like there's two ways to do it. You could chat, and then say like, listen, I feel really bad. I left my friends. I'm going to go, you know, spend some time with them. But I had a great time chatting with you, you know, like toodly-doo. And then you dip out, right? Go hang out with your friends. And before, you know, you leave the bar, whatever area, go back to the girl and ask her for the number. Say like, I had a great time chatting with you. I'd love to see you again. You know, there's whatever band playing or something else. And then later this week, and then get your phone out and hand it to her, right? I'm doing the gestures again, right? Get your phone out and be like, let me get your number. Assume that she's going to give it to you, right?
Yes.
In everything that I've said that you got to do, confidence is number one thing, right? You have to be confident. If you look like you're terrified, it's not going to work, right? Women, and you know that, we can sense the confidence from a mile away, right? Like a certain alpha male walks in the bar, like all the girls are like, oh my God. It's like watching Beauty and the Beast, right? When Gaston walks in, all the girls are like, ah, right? Versus like when a guy walks in and he's mortified that he's even there, you know, he's like, oh my God, this is my first time in real pants. You know, like I only wear sweatpants and I've never been out, right? Us women, we can sense it. And we're like, all right, cool. I hope he doesn't come by and say hi or anything at all, really. I bet he smells funny too. And he owns 17 cats, right? So confidence, if you don't have it, pretend that you have it. Just be ballsy, right? And by you, I'm talking to men right now.
Sure.
Just pretend, you know, like do some breath work before you walk anywhere inside and people lay eyes on you, right? You gotta start right. The second you open the door, you gotta be like, I own the place, right? Like I know what I'm doing. So outside, do your breath work and do some push-ups.
Okay.
But confidence, right? Get your chest out, you know, walk in the place like Gaston.
And what do you recommend in terms of suiting up? What in terms of clothing choice and whatnot?
I love that one. So many options. I feel like men have it so bloody easy. Men have it so easy. Like us girls, we got like 1,000 different dresses to choose from. And then there's color combinations. And then the things we put on arms and neck and shoes, there's so much to it, right? That's why I prefer like a button-up shirt and jeans, whatever. For guys, it's so easy. Like you can make any man, and by any, I mean any man. You can take a bold guy, and I love bold guys, by the way. I think bold guys is, you know, you gotta have a lot of cojones to pull off boldness and run around with it. So anyway, you can take a bold guy, blonde, brunette, a guy that's big and chunky, and a skinny guy, black, white, purple, any kind of guy, and throw him in a suit, and he looks fantastic, right? Now he looks like a delicious cupcake that women are like, let me get this, let me get a piece of that, right?
Because it looks like he's ambitious and he's got his act together.
Right, so a suit will give you a certain look. You got a job, you're employed, right? You're not a homeless guy trying to get a tail. So you're employed, you're confident in your looks, and it like makes your shoulders look bigger, right? Because all of the suits, they have the padding in the shoulders, right? So it immediately makes a guy's shoulders bigger. So now he's big and wide. Again, for us women, we're going back in our lizard brain. We see a big, wide guy. Oh my God, he's a protector. He's going to fight a lion off on behalf of me and our, you know, offsprings. Right. We don't think about it, but when we see a big guy, we're like, right? It's true. It's just what it is. So you can throw any guy in a suit and he'll look great. And it's the easiest thing to do, right? You can get like a black, gray, and like a navy blue suit, right?
Okay.
And then you get a white shirt, and a black shirt. And by shirt, I don't mean a t-shirt, right? We're mm-hmm. talking about button up with long sleeves that go down and they have buttons.
Okay.
Those. So then, and of course, get a pair of black shoes. Black shoes fit and match everything, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know how to pick out a suit mm-hmm. for yourself, right? Because we're in the era where suits are not really a thing, right? Mm-hmm. Back in the 20s, old man wore a suit and that was the thing. So now it's not.
Right.
You can call any, most of the nice stores have what's called a personal shopper.
Mm-hmm.
You can call in advance and it's free. You just call in advance and be like, listen, I need some help. And they're like, mm-hmm. yeah, totally do that. And then if you match the suits around, right, the different, three different sides of pants and the jackets, and you can mix and match with different shirts. And that gives you to go do about 56 different outfits.
Okay.
Right? For the price of three suits and two shirts.
Okay.
56 different outfits. There's 52 weeks in a year. 56 outfits. Make sure that you look different every single weekend that you're out.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Especially if you're like in a small city and there's a really good chance you're going to run into the same group of girls,
sure.
right? You don't mm-hmm. want to look like this is your one suit that you have on you. That's your go out suit.
Okay. I like it.
Somebody might see you, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Nice. And I've also seen where men wear like a really nice t-shirt under a blazer.
Yeah.
And that's a good look too. Not
totally,
as fancy,
absolutely.
But it shows confidence. I love that. Okay. All
I
right,
feel like
so,
anything with a color, you know,
yeah.
anything with a color will bring you up as far as, you know, the looks go. Like now you look professional, you look cool.
Right.
Anything
and you don't
that
have
to
wear
to
you
it.
Don't have to wear a tie. It can be
No. You're not
like a shirt.
Know.
Yeah, we're not doing ties here. Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right. I love it. So we have gone over a lot. This is so helpful. And Ella, tell us more. I know that you provide these services to people. They can contact you directly. I'll put in the show notes. How do people find you on socials?
So I'm on Instagram and mm-hmm. Facebook,
mm-hmm.
Twitter. I'm back on Twitter.
At Smokey Matchmaker.
So it's Smokey Matchmaker. I don't really know how you go about it, but I think it's at Smokey Matchmaker. I'm not
okay.
really into
Yeah, we'll put it in the show notes how to reach you. So you provide some people could virtually connect with you. So you're Zooming mm-hmm. with them. So if there's any men out there that would like some coaching with Ella, her contact information will be in the show notes. I think it's really valuable. And she can coach you through that even if you don't live in Knoxville. So you can reach out to Ella. That's great. And Ella, do you have like a favorite charity that you give to or a nonprofit that you appreciate either in town or national or back in Florida?
Yes. St. Jude.
Okay.
I love St. Jude. They do great work. They're awesome. I've signed up a bunch of times to do like the whatever walks with the dog, you know, the 40-mile walk with the dog or something.
Yeah.
They constantly do those things. It's awesome. They don't have enough money. They need more. They constantly need more, right?
Okay.
So if anybody wants to throw a dollar, that'd be great.
Yeah, I'll put that link in the show notes. This has been really interesting. Thank you very
awesome.
Much, Ella,
Thank
for
you.
Taking the time
yeah.
to be on the podcast. I appreciate it.
And totally. Shall... Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to Love on the Go. I hope you join us on our next episode. You can make sure to know when it is by following us wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, if you enjoyed it, it'd be great if you left us a review. I'd appreciate it. In the meantime, to learn more about me and how my team can help you, visit carolinasmatchmaker.com. Until next time.